Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Irish surfing scene is well and truly alive. We're known for it worldwide, from coast to coast and all over the country. People travel to surf and meet up with their friends to go out on the water. But how can this be turned into a business? Today, I'm joined by Surfola founder Emily Gibbon to chat all about her hand-designed clothes, surf trips and how she came up with the brand Surfola. Emily, welcome to iRadio's group chat. First off, Ireland does have a very unique surf culture. We're aware of that anyways. But where did you decide or get the idea, rather, to turn this into a business endeavour for yourself?
Yeah, so Ireland really does have such a strong surf culture. And I just wanted to create designs that represented how unique and special it is. It completely started as a passion project, combining my love for surfing and Gaeilge. I started surfing when I was little with my dad, and then I went to university and I joined a surf club, and that changed everything.
And now look at how you're getting on. I mean, look how something, it's mad to see the knock-on effect of things. And now you have Surfola as a brand.
Literally, it was so unexpected, because I started university, so I was studying the Irish language, so studying Gaeilge, and joined a surf club. And then a couple of years in, I became captain then, and I started running trips, and I absolutely loved it. And I completely fell in love with the surf culture and the community surrounding it. And because my degree was in Gaeilge, it kind of just made sense. I did a placement with Connected Dots Design Studio, which are a little Irish language design studio in Belfast. And the founder, Una Maeve, took me in, and she really just encouraged me and inspired me to just go for it. And that's where the idea came from.
Your clothing is absolutely fab. Anything that you can get through Surfola, like, as in, it's all hand designed, and you can tell that it's made with so much love. How do you get inspiration for your designs?
Thanks so much. So my inspiration just comes from Irish culture, honestly, and traveling around Ireland, doing different surf trips. Like, inspiration can come from anything, like as small as like a beer mat or like a poster on the wall, a stained glass window, or just little things that happen. Like my friend the other day, we were out surfing, and in the back of his car, he had like wellies, like really mucky wellies straight from the farm, and a surfboard side by side in the back of his car. And I was like, oh my God, like Ireland is the only place that you'd see this. So yeah, just little things like that. And then like, I'm really interested in Irish history and mythology as well. And I put St. Patrick on a surfboard the other day as a joke, and people loved it. And things like that.
They are all such Irish things, like Irishisms in an actual art form. Even what you mentioned there about the wellies and the surfboard, that is something I feel you could only see in Ireland. I think I'd be surprised. I think if I saw that abroad, I'd be like, that person is definitely Irish. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That would literally follow us everywhere. And now, as well, to kick off the year, you started doing surf meetups, of course, as well, with your first being in Ireland's surf capital in Bundoran. You have a surf weekend planned in Achill at the end of April. What do you have to put into them? How many people get to go? Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so my favourite part of Surfola as a whole is just meeting people, and just I've met such amazing people through the project, and so I'm really excited to start hosting more surf trips in the next couple of years. But yeah, so on this surf trip in Achill, we're going to have like hiking, obviously surfing, there's going to be loads of different things happening, like yoga, and it's just going to be a really nice weekend, just great vibes and really nice people. And when it comes to planning, I'm really lucky. I got a lot of experience at Queen Surf Club when I was at university, and I got experience planning trips there. So I kind of just, I didn't want to stop planning trips, to be honest, when I graduated. So it's just like a continuation on from that, really. And just, I suppose Sarfala is like not just about the clothing or surfing or even Gaeilge. It's just about like the community around it and creating like a really welcoming space where especially beginners can join. And same with like Gaeilge as well, like we've the same approach, just speaking a Cúpla focal in a low pressure environment. It's just the best way to drive the language forward. And yeah, it's just, it's really exciting and I can't wait to see what happens.
Do you have a mix of surfing abilities on those type of trips? You've said they're perfect for beginners, which was going to be my next question. Like, if you've never surfed a day in your life, can you go along? But also, if you're an experienced surfer, would you get a lot out of it?
Yes, definitely. So from the sign-ups the last couple of days, we have like people who are like surf instructors, and then we have people who are complete beginners. So that's kind of the community I wanted to like create, like just like a really welcoming open space that anyone can come in and just try it and just have a go and get in the water. And yeah, I was blown away by the feedback actually, and the amount of people who wanted to come. So we have 12 spaces on this trip, but we have a lot of interest. So we're going to run trips throughout the summer now, and I can't wait to see what happens.
What's your favourite part of Sarfala, if you could pick a favourite part?
Definitely 100% meeting people, and the connections I've made through it has just been amazing. Like I have a little team of like me and my friends, and just working on such a project with them has just been the most amazing experience. And it's just so meaningful to all of us as well, because we all love surfing, we love getting in the water, and we love Gaeilge as well. So it's just that's been like the most amazing thing. And then connecting with people all over Ireland, different surf clubs. I've been working with a couple of different surf clubs around Ireland, creating merch for them and bringing their ideas to life. And it's just so rewarding then when you see how happy they are with what like we've created together, and seeing them wear the clothes is pretty cool too.
It's the ultimate payoff when you see someone wearing something that you've designed. Like I can't even imagine that type of a buzz. You mentioned merch there. I know you collabed with the BFTL Festival in Acca last year as well. Do you have any dream collabs for the future, perhaps the near future?
Ooh, yes, I definitely have a few, but working for Pure Magic, doing a collab at Battleford Lake was amazing. They really kicked everything off for me. But I'd love to work with more grassroots Irish festivals such as Fuinniv, and another really nice project I'd love to work for would be the Wave Project. And they are a surf charity who do amazing work providing surf therapy to kids and adults, and they use surfing as a tool to promote mental health. So I think they would be my ultimate dream collab.
And do you have plans to expand Sarfala outside of Ireland going ahead?
I think so. Like at the moment, it's kind of following me wherever I go, which is really funny. Like my friend walked into a bar in Morocco the other day and saw someone wearing a Sarfala hoodie from the other side in Tagazout, just a little surf town. So that was really funny. And she was sending me pictures and everything. But I think like definitely I want to like, of course, keep a base in Ireland and all about Gaeilge and all about like Irish surf culture. But I'd be so open to like bring it wherever I go. But I think Ireland always calls me back home, and I think it will always be like a base for Sarfala.
It's like the heart of Sarfala, to be fair. Where can we find you online and on socials if after hearing you chatting this evening, people are eager to find out more about Sarfala?
Yeah, so on Instagram, we're surfala.ie, and my website is also surfala.ie as well, so you can find us there. And we'll have all the updates about the surf trips and everything. We have a big WhatsApp group chat with like 150 members of just people who just love to be in the water. So yeah, we've loads of things going on, and I'm really excited for this summer now.
Well, I'm delighted I got to catch up with you well in advance of the summer so that people can start planning and things like that. Emily Gibbon from Sarfala, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat.
Thank you so much for having me. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.